Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You know, we talk a lot about health advocacy on my shows because I am a firm believer in being your own best health advocate. But people say to me, Melanie, how do we do that? How do we get affordable and effective care? How do we advocate for ourselves? My guest today is Dr. Patrick Neustetter. He's the medical director of the Moss Free Clinic in Virginia and a retired physician. But wow, sounds like a really cool guy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Neustetter. You're going to hear an English accent, listeners. We love those here. So
yeah,
welcome to the show. Yeah. You can make it sound just a little bit more English for our listeners because they like that better. So, Dr. Neustetter, tell us how patients, and as you as a physician, how do you want your patients to come to you? Do you like them to come prepared with information? Do you worry about the advent of the internet and things where they're finding out symptoms and coming to you with a sheet of paper? Do you like that, or is that making them a more informed patient?
Yes, I do. You know, there's, with some reservations. But yes, I mean, you know, an informed patient is what I'm always trying to promote. Excuse me, my dog's barking in the background.
That's all right.
But yes, you know, one of my cheesy maxims is, you know, information is everything. So I want people to be as informed as possible. I mean, that the catch is they've got to have good information. It takes twice as long to disabuse somebody of some wrong idea as it does to put them straight in the first place. But nonetheless, I'm fully in favor of people being informed. And in this day and age, it's possible to have a lot of information and to know more than your doctor about your particular issue, which can be an issue in itself.
So when we're speaking with our doctors and we're asking them these questions, do doctors like to be questioned? Do they get insulted if we ask for a second opinion?
Well, some of them do, unfortunately. I mean, I always think a second opinion's a great idea. I'm very happy to spread the wealth and spread the responsibility. But and especially if it's something of, you know, if somebody's talking about surgery or chemotherapy or something that's liable to have some pretty drastic effects, it's really worth making sure that, you know, what your one doctor is recommending is the best thing. So I'm all in favor of second opinions, yes. Some people, yeah, unfortunately, take it as a ding to their ego. But, you know, I think most, in this day and age, most people are very happy that they know that it's very difficult to know everything implicitly, and they're happy to have somebody else put their brain to it as well.
I think so, and I think it keeps your doctors on your toes, and with the advent of teaching hospitals all over the place, that's another thing that kind of keeps the doctors on their toes. Now, what about things, now I am in preventive medicine, so for me, Dr. Neustetter, that's my wheelhouse right there. So what do you want patients to know about things they can do without a doctor?
Well, yes, there's a lot. I mean, so again, it's a case of being informed and acting on the information. You know, exercising, eating right, getting enough sleep, knowing how to relax, all of these kind of things will help to keep you well, and that's very important. But you have to know about it, and then you have to, the two things I tell people, you've got to be informed and you've got to be interested.
What do you think about some of the public labs and self-monitoring, like if you get a blood pressure cuff and you keep track, or getting their own medical kit, or, you know, different things along those lines that are now available all over the internet?
Yes. Well, you know, I think it's a good thing so long as you know what you're doing and can interpret the information. And getting your own labs can be a little controversial. It depends what you're getting. But a lot of people are, you know, savvy enough about their own condition. They can follow their thyroid, you know, their TSH levels and things like that, and know if their thyroid is, they're getting the right dosage, and they can check on their blood pressure, and if they know what it should be, then that's very useful. I'm always telling my patients, you need to be monitoring your blood pressure at home.
I think so, too. What about keeping your medical records? I'm telling everybody, all of my heart patients, everyone I've ever worked with, get your own records. Put them on a little zip drive these days, keep them in your purse, and then if you end up at the hospital, they can just plug that little zip drive in, and they've got everything. But now with electronic records, that becomes even easier because hospitals can transfer records in seconds.
Well, now there's a controversial issue.
It is.
You're hitting on all the things that I tell people. So yes, gathering your records. There's this mistaken idea that your doctor has all your records, and very often they don't. And the more information your doctor has, the more likely they are to treat you properly and get the diagnosis right and give you the right treatment. So it's really worth getting all that stuff together for yourself. But in this day and age, yes, you know, there are companies that will put it onto a digital form on a little credit card or on a thumb drive, on a necklace or a bracelet. So that can be invaluable, especially if you're not in a position to be able to give a detailed history yourself.
That's so right. So I'm you can always keep that.
Mm-hmm. In favor of that. And why I say it's a bit controversial is because, yes, everybody's being obliged to get electronic medical records, but a lot of them don't talk to each other. So you get these absurd situations where you can't access the information of somebody who's been in the hospital because their system doesn't talk to your system. One day, hopefully, it'll be all straightened out. But at the moment, we're in a kind of, in the fledgling stage, and we haven't got there yet.
Well, and it's also a big task because I still go into my doctor's offices and they still have cabinets and cabinets and cabinets and cabinets of files that are one day going to have to be scanned in somehow.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I think this is a monumental task, really, really monumental. Now, what about things like end-of-life care? Because states are starting to, look at, controversially, yes, but look at things more than just hospice and palliative care, but really being able to die with dignity. And we're seeing this more and more, people coming out. What do you want people to know about that and their own best health advocacy?
Well, okay, again, be informed, know what to expect. Make an advance directive so that people know what you want, so that when you're comatose and nobody can ask you what you want, it's there on black and white, or that you've, appointed a proxy who will be a decision maker for you, somebody that you trust. But again, talk about it well in advance, make an advance directive, let everybody know what you want. And I think that a lot of people get hustled into the Hastings Center has a great quote about that death is an unavoidable part of the human condition, but dying badly is not. So, and a lot of people do die badly, I think, because they aren't prepared. They haven't done the work in advance. They haven't written an advance directive. And they just have this protracted, uncomfortable death, basically.
I completely agree with you.
And they don't get better.
Hear, hear. And, they said in Forrest Gump, death is a part of life. So why not become prepared for it, really? And in my big Jewish family, Dr. Neustadter, we talk about that stuff all the time. So we've got advanced directives on our directives, but not everybody is like that with us. And so really, we have 1 minute left. Give us your best advice about how one can become their own best health advocate, because I just absolutely love this topic, and where they can find out more about you.
Well, okay. I mean, my advice is be informed, and that's why I wrote the book, this, Managing Your Doctor and How to Get Effective, Affordable Health Care, because people need that information, and I can't, there's too much information to tell you over the phone or tell you over the radio or to put in a blog, so you really need, it's a 428-page book.
Wow. With
lots of information. Yeah, there's so much to know. But then, as I say, the other part of it is that you've got to be interested enough and motivated enough to actually take charge for yourself. But you can do a whole lot. I mean, the statistics are horrendous, how many medical errors there are, how expensive everything is, and sometimes the poor quality. So you can do a lot, and there's a need for you to do a lot for yourself.
Oh, great advice. The book is Managing Your Doctor. You can get it everywhere books are sold, Amazon.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.